So the divisions then can be into inorganic, organic, synthetic, or a natural product. So as an example, then the pyrethrins are an extract from a daisy, Kenyan daisy. These guys have been around for a long time and used as an insecticide. What's very nice about the pyrethrins is that these things are, if you have a look at their functional group chemistry, we've got double bond, single bond, double bond. What do we call that sort of system? Yeah, they're alternating double singles called what? Starts with C. It's a conjugated system. Remember, we get UV absorptions when we get these sort of conjugated systems. Now, that sort of complex conjugated system, what's the functional group there? C, C double bond, O, C. Ketone there, and then down here. It's a what? C double bond, O, O, C. Yes, ester. That's good. Yeah, okay. So that's good, though. You're still onto your functional group. That's good. Now, all of these complicated things then have got UV absorptions, and as a result, this material then photodegrades, which is what you're after. Because you want, ideally, your pesticide to go out there, take out the pest, and vanish. That's what you're after. So in this case, that's the nice thing about the use of pyrethrins as insecticides. The mosquito guys, they often use these pyrethrin things for that. Because of that characteristic, you can take out the mosquitoes and then the insecticide's gone. The early pesticides, though, were much more hardcore than that. Most of them were based on metals that had some activity. So Bordeaux then is still able to be used because it's a copper sulfate calcium oxide mix that takes out the fungicide. Paris Green, though, is in a completely different league. This has been a copper arsenate. And as soon as you use arsenic, it will kill things, there's no doubt about that. If you see all of the tantalized timber that people use for their fences, so that's an arsenic-containing thing that they put in there to prevent anything growing in the wood. So arsenic's very good at taking out biology. So the metal or the metalloid in that case was responsible for the activity. And in this case, arsenic, when you look at its LD50 value, is in the very toxic category, down at milligrams per kilogram.